We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
All right. Happy Halloween, you guys. It's October. Welcome to another episode of Thick Threads. I'm I'm Pat Pie the Sailor Man.
And I'm Boop Boop Bee Doop. I'm Betty Boop.
Oh, you are Betty Boop.
Wow. What did you think I was? Fucking flapper?
Oh my God.
What did you think I was?
All of our other costumes are from the same cartoon, so I thought you were Olive Oil. But I remember we were like Olive Oil Week. If you look back at the cartoon, Olive Oil Week. Hey. Okay. Well, Betty Boop don't really look like that either.
Hell nah. Damn.
Thicky Boop.
Thicky Boop.
Thicky Boop. I would stand up, but...
Booby Boop.
The bottom half is... The bottom half is crazy, because I didn't do the pants. The pants are over there. But for some reason, I did the belt. I am committed.
Why?
I'm committed under the table, but not all the way.
Why did you do the belt without the pants?
Because I'm sitting down. No one wants me to stand up and show the junk.
Yeah, they do.
Show the cakes.
Why do you think people don't want to see your bubble butt?
My bubble butt?
Your bubble butt.
You said I had a bubble butt, but then you said it was a small bubble.
It was.
Why even say it then? That's a small butt. When you say bubble, that implies the fatty.
I think it's lit.
When I get this green, I ain't talking spinach. I pop off in her eye when I'm finished.
That's gross.
She said, pull the boat over and drop that anchor in me.
You just took over bad bars.
Damn.
But the bars are good.
I didn't have nothing for any of this. That was actually pretty
my...
good. All right. She said to pull over and drop that anchor in me.
Okay.
Then I bust over and put that. She said, put that canker in.
Ooh, a canker sore?
What's a canker sore?
It's a sore in your mouth.
Ooh, shit. No, not that. Yeah. Put that. I'm so thankful in me. Nothing. What rhymes with anchor? I'm stuck.
Ranker?
Okay.
Skanker.
She said, pull the boat over Danker. And drop that anchor in me. Switched to prison rules and I put that, she said, put that shanker in me.
Damn.
It's getting bad.
It's getting worse.
You got any Betty bars?
Look at
the flex.
Now I was, you know what? I ain't even going front. The bars wasn't barring.
Oh, you tried? write these?
I had a little block. I just...
She bent over and threw back that Betty Boop.
I said, come here, baby, and come get a scoop.
Okay. I flew her to Dubai, and on her chest, I took a poop.
And I said, oh, my God, boop, boopy, doop.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's finally October. We clearly in the mood. I'm going to just keep doing this.
Ah, damn.
What's like a super, super, super scary movie that stood out to you when you were growing up?
Oh, when I was growing up?
Mm-hmm. Because I'm about to start watching all the scary movies. I feel like I watched them all.
I feel like it's hard to say because really, the scary movies when we were kids, I've watched them as adults and it just changed my whole like thoughts about it.
The classics for sure don't mm-hmm. hold up. But
Freddy Krueger, definitely. Freddy Krueger, what is that? Nightmare on Elm Street?
I don't like slashers.
Yeah, but as a kid, if we talk about as a kid and you go to sleep, like you can't escape this nigga. Like have to go to sleep and he'll kill
Freddy
you.
Freddy never
in
did
your
it
sleep.
For me.
Yeah, he did.
Him, Chucky, all this. I don't even know who my favorite slasher was. Mm. Maybe Jason. No, probably Chainsaw Massacre, because those movies were scary. And that
Were you a child when the scariest one? I wasn't a child when the scariest one to me came out. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, the scariest version?
Mm-hmm.
Whichever one, he like took them and hung them up on those meat hooks.
That's the one.
I don't think I was like in high school or something, but still, that's like, he's probably the worst slasher.
Yeah.
Because like the scream mask isn't even that scary. He hides in your curtain, stabs you a couple times. There's regular niggas that do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, Jesus. for me, it was The Ring.
Oh.
The Ring. That one scene.
The Grudge.
The Grudge was really scary, too. The Grudge is probably the... I actually like The Grudge better. I would watch it again more.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'd watch it more. But The Ring, that had that one scene that came out of nowhere where she was like, I saw her face. And then it was cut to that. That, I literally, like,
did
watched
you get
The
mine?
Ring. it was all like twisting. I had to watch like an Elmo movie after that before I went to sleep.
Damn, I do that.
Like a reset?
I watch, if I'm like at home alone and I watch something scary and it was actually decent.
Way to get it in your dreams.
I watch Family Guy, BoJack Horseman, or some type of like Disney movie.
Uh-huh. That's smart. That is very, very smart.
But as in early adulthood, the scariest shit to me, and this is horrible, I still won't watch it to this day. I will not watch the first Paranormal Activity.
Oh, that's really scary.
I will not watch that.
I think horror movies that get less money for production end up being scarier because you know when a horror movie has too much money. They overdo it with the CGI and all that stuff, but like movies like Paranormal Activity, where they really didn't have it like that.
Mm-hmm.
They had to use creative ways to make, like, it's almost like the best ones turn your own imagination against you.
Right.
And that's why Jaws became scarier than it was, because the shit was stupid looking and it didn't work. So he had to find different ways where you couldn't even see it and it just made it like horror.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that style as opposed to just like Cloverfield where you see the monster and you're just like,
right. See, you like the implied fear of the monster or the shadow or just maybe the eyes, but you don't want the full reveal. For me, I didn't watch, I don't watch trailers. I don't watch movie trailers because I feel like they give out too much information and I hate that, because then sometimes they put all of the good scenes in the trailer. So then when you go watch the movie,
Us.
It's ass. You didn't like Us?
I liked Us, but the whole twist was the counterparts.
Mm-hmm.
And in the trailer, the mirror changed faces and grabbed her throat.
Right.
So I was like, oh, there's like, they're going to switch.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you knew that from the trailer. And I was like, Jordan, come on.
So I hate that. So with Paranormal Activity, I had no clue what I was going to watch. I just knew it was about some paranormal shit. But when I saw it, I actually had to sleep in front of my TV for 3 months because I kept hearing like little noises. Shit would like move in my house. And
I smell pussy.
Yes.
Is that you, Steph?
Yes.
I smell pussy.
And it
is that you, Nelson?
Like,
I smell pussy.
Versace, is that you, baby? Perfume.
What?
The pussy.
Oh, I'm not saying I actually smell. Okay. Well.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Well,
you're calling me a coward.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Mm-hmm. But when you say I smell
you
pussy,
you diverted it to my pussy smells
yes,
good.
Yes, yes. It was a nice diversion.
Well, happy October, you guys. happy to be in spooky season.
Mm-hmm.
We got some threads.
Yes.
My thread for the day is, have you ever realized in mid-conversation that you were talking to a hater?
That's wild. Do you want to know what my thread is?
What?
I should say it like Betty Boop, huh?
What?
Women on Twitter shared their stories of friendships with women who hated them.
Ah, nice. Hater episode.
Hater episode.
Hater episode. Well, I'm going to zoom through mine, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Because I siphoned through the comments to get these threads, these answers. And a lot of people say the same thing. A lot of people say usually family.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I'll read a few, but you'll see that like the how they describe it is very similar. They say,
"We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night, ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?"
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
So many times, but I never noticed during the exact conversation, though. Always when I look back and remember what the person said. They say, when you say your plans and they follow with something negative or always have something negative to say about everything, those people are draining.
Yes.
And then it's like, there's one that's, it gets real quiet and their face expressions tell on them. Mm-hmm. This is somebody's story. "My man gifted me a Benz SUV, went to visit my aunt who has the same identical one, and lo and behold, she had a house full of fam over and they was hating hard as fuck. Didn't want to come sit on the porch. It was summertime and we always have a sip or smoke and chill on the porch. Her AC was off and they wouldn't come off that couch. Any other time we posted up on the porch, talking, laughing, chilling. It's been 2 years since I messed with them and more blessings came." And then she goes, just kind of goes off bragging. But like, wait, it's funny, like there was no AC, hot in there, chilling. Yeah. They're like, "Come on, see my car." Nobody went outside.
Now you know this face.
What?
Sometimes I feel like people make shit all about themselves, mm-hmm. and they don't have nothing to do. Does she really think the entire family sat in the house with no AC because nobody wanted to go outside to see her Benz?
Why not?
Man,
you hating on her
that
too.
That was no, I'm just saying that's just kind of hard. Some people sometimes think everybody's against them when they don't. Maybe it was hotter outside than it was inside, and they were keeping. I don't know. It just seems
you
very
reaching a lot to make her seem like she wasn't hated on.
It just seems you know really how, like, when weird you get that a car, everybody would stay inside just so they didn't have to see her car outside.
That's, every time I've ever had a friend who had a new car, it was always just like, "Come outside." That's like the first thing. Like, come mm-hmm. see it. We come and like look around it, sit right. in it, all that type of stuff. So, and she said that it was gifted to her and the aunt whose house it was had the same one. So they mm-hmm. might have already been feeling like that. So somebody came up, "Got a new car for sure." And then everybody stays in when you normally always on the porch. I'm with her. That's weird.
Okay.
A lot of people are saying, like, it's all in body language and tone. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, "I wanted to take selfies, and a girl I was music managing looked at me and said, 'Are you the artist or am I? Is this going to be a clash of the egos?'"
Ooh.
I can't even really, like, work with people like that.
That's tough.
What?
When you're taking pictures with somebody, one of the number one things that we've seen on social media with hating hoes is that they'll like post a picture of them and their homegirls, and they're the only ones that look good. And the homegirls be like, they'll have like a fucking weird face or whatever, but if they look good in the picture, nothing else matters. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they won't even fucking tag their friends because they don't want nobody else to go to the page. Do you remember when, like, on social media and stuff, people used to have to say, "Oh, what's her tag? What's her tag? Why you don't tag your friends? Why you don't tag your friends?" We yeah. always said, like, when it came to, like, pictures or wanting to take pictures with people or not tagging people or posting, like, bad pictures of your friends and shit like that, that's always been, like, a crazy-ass, like, hating hoe.
I could see that. But also, I feel like if you post it up with the same people all the time, maybe it's not, like, a tag thing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't really know how that works. Different group friends like, think of tagging people in photos. Like, some people don't care at all, and some people, it's everything to them, and it's like, mm-hmm. they feel some type of way when they're not tagged. I can't stand that. But this girl was just taking selfies of herself, and her artist was just like, are you the artist or am I?
Oh, shit. On some, I misheard like, that. I thought you said she was trying to take pictures, like, with...
No, she said, I wanted to take selfies, and a girl I was music managing looked at me and said, are you the artist or am I? Is this going to be a clash of the egos? So she was just on some artistry stuff. Mm-hmm. People who say that won't work, you ain't do that for real. Be more humble. Bro, you can't put me on. Mm-hmm.
The one-uppers.
When they get quiet. Oh, yeah. The one thing that stood out to me are the people who changed the subject.
Oof.
That's like the most, because like some people are like literally uncomfortable when the attention isn't on them.
Right.
And when it's really on somebody else, they'll just throw in, be like, that reminds me of this time that so-and-so, and just to like shift the energy, mm-hmm. like when they're mid, like trying to explain. Mm-hmm. Someone said they lost the job over it. They stalked me online before I got hired and then got mad when everything they dug up was true.
Everything they dug up was true. Damn. What this nigga was doing.
Right. Like they won low key. Someone said in the middle of talking, you get into the juicy part, they change the subject. And sometimes facial expressions is all it takes. You tell them bad news, you can feel the curious, excited energy. Tell them good news, you can see how deflated or uninterested they look. That's mm-hmm. probably the most, some people are really, really good at sensing body language. But mm-hmm. the last one is my favorite. They said, I am said hater.
Damn.
I am said hater. Just
to
like
know that you're the hater normal. And be aware and just
hey,
own
that's
it.
Next level troll awareness.
Ooh, that is horrible. You know he's a hater. Fucking menace. He be making his friends or his acquaintances or the people he surrounds himself with go through hell. He's probably out of shape. Out of shape, no money. Aesthetically unpleasing.
Do you have any hating stories? Or even if you don't want to call anybody out, just like how they hated?
Yeah, I used to be friends with this girl and she was very moody. And I think I may have already told this story. She was very moody. So it was really hard for me to bring her around people and keep the peace, because she always ended up getting quiet, having this attitude, and then she was known as the Debbie Downer. Well, my sweetest friend that everybody always likes, she's so bubbly and fun, you know, we all go out, we have a great time. By the end of the night, the hating ass friend is upset, she's quiet, and when the sweet friend she leaves or whatever, I'm like, I asked her, like, what's going on? Are you all right? What happened? She was like, I don't like her. And I was like, why? She was like, I don't know. She didn't do anything. I just don't like her. And I was like, I've never heard this.
What was your opinion of that girl?
About my sweet friend?
Mm-hmm.
She's sweet. She's a sweetheart. And I'd known her for, at that particular time, I've known her for like 10 years.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And literally, she don't have no enemies, like no fights, no problems with people. She don't have drama.
She have a little stank.
No.
A little.
You actually know her. You know my friend. She's very sweet.
Okay.
And she was just like, I don't like her. It's just something about her. I don't like her. And I was like, but she didn't do anything. No. And I was like, I don't understand this. We had a good time. Like, how did you, you know, and ultimately we fell out. Me and her fell out because she felt like I wasn't bringing her to like the dopest events that I went to.
Why aren't you bringing me to the celebrity parties?
Right, bitch, you got work. You had to go to work. Like, yeah, it was crazy.
Hey, when you start watering
dead plants, they get fleas.
There's a cool little soliloquy in there. it's really good. People always say it. It's like a little quote. When you stop watering certain plants,
die.
It's something about like
they wither.
Watering dead relationships. I don't know.
It's not gonna bring it back.
Just stop being friends with everybody. Oh God, I forgot everything. Look on Twitter. It's something about watering plants.
It's pointless.
Your thread.
It's pointless to water dead plants.
It's like something about like see which relationships are dead plants
or weeds.
I really don't know it.
I love how hard you're struggling right now.
Start
you
the
anxiety.
Start
you
the thread.
I'm gonna look up. You didn't even tell you hated. Nobody's ever hated on you.
Yeah, I didn't have any stories. I was just like, "What are you doing?" All right, for sure. Go into your thread. I would much rather find this watering.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say this. I wanted to add to your thread a little and say the one-uppers is my least favorite. And that's if I tell you like, hey, I just got a 2021, you know.
I got a 2022.
S580, I just prepaid for my 2023, you know, Maybach. And it's like, okay. That doesn't change the fact that I'm happy about what I bought.
Right.
And I'd like you to be happy for me.
Okay, so there's a lot of watering dead plants quotes.
They bring gnats.
Stop watering dead plants is one of them.
Wow.
How many dead plants have you been watering?
There's nothing like... I thought there was a second part to this.
No.
Or else...
Stop texting first and see how many dead plants you've been watering.
Stop texting first?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically there's a bunch of different versions of it, but the ones that I just wanted to know it existed.
You just really couldn't figure this out.
I just wanted to know it existed. But they're basically saying there's a lot of people that if you don't hit up them first or if you can't do anything for them anymore, the relationship's not there. And then you're mm-hmm. like, oh, shit, I was doing everything.
I definitely have had that where I'm like, oh, shit, like... When I didn't notice it until I finally needed something. And when I needed something, nobody was there for me. And I'm like, shit, I've been watering everybody. Mm-hmm. And then when I need to be watered, the well is fucking dry. Mm-hmm. All right. To continue the hate, women on Twitter... I like the raspiness. Women on Twitter shared their stories of friendships with women who hated them. When did you realize your supposed friend actually hated you?
Damn.
Out the gates.
Sheesh.
When she moved in with my boyfriend.
How was that out the gate?
Out the gate. That's
Yeah, but like, which one was she? She just became your friend and then moved in with your boyfriend?
Well, maybe they were sneaking behind her back, and then when she found out about it, her friend moved in with a boyfriend. I don't know, but she's saying...
It's like, out the gate, it's like, hi, what's up? We're friends now. All right, I'm moving in with your nigga. Like,
when she didn't tell me that her friend was dating my boyfriend behind my back.
Damn. Her friend was?
Her friend was dating her boyfriend.
Damn. So I've she actually, got two bad friends.
I've actually been in that situation before.
One of your friends wasn't telling you that your other friend was dating your nigga?
No. So my friend didn't tell me that her friend was dating my boyfriend. I wasn't friends with the other girl.
Was
no.
Is this your tweet?
No. I'm just saying I've been through what she's talking about before.
That's two bad friends for one.
It's horrible.
A twofer.
Mm-hmm. But then she felt guilty and ended up telling me. And then all hell broke loose.
Damn, son.
She said, I actually bore her. When I got my first job, she says she doesn't understand how I'd get a job in one of the big five banks because it doesn't suit me. She never showed up to anything I invited her to. Yikes. This bitch is so petty. She said, when I send her TikToks that she's already seen and she replies, I saw this already.
Okay.
What? Being so petty.
I do that to my mom.
I know.
I feel like I saw this.
That. I do that to my mom too.
But sometimes I'd be like, oh, this is cool. And it's like 20 months old.
My mom, after the Cuff It challenge.
Oh, the challenge. It was like
I think it was like a year. Has it been a year? It's been like a year since the Cuff It challenge.
I thought the Cuff It was 2020.
No. No. But she was like, oh, we have to do this. The family has to do this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was thinking of the red silhouette.
Wow.
But people were doing that hella late, too. Every challenge got somebody like, all right, yeah. It's been 6 months. I'm ready.
Me. When I shared my business idea, told her every detail of how it was going to run and that opening it in 2 weeks' time, then I saw videos on the internet of her having opened up the same business a week earlier in the same area code, two buildings away from where I was to put mine.
It's kind of impressive.
Extremely.
How'd she steal her whole business model in less time in a week?
Right. And it sounds like this is like a brick and mortar. So
right. How'd she even do that?
That
sounds fake.
Super.
Unless she was plotting the whole time, like every update she gave her, she was like, that's pretty good.
Right. She said she told her every detail. Yeah, she had to been already plotting.
Yeah, you just ran out of spot. What's the address? Oh, okay, I'm across the street.
She's running it out of an Airbnb.
And you got your opening a week earlier? Like, damn, bitch.
Right.
We should have worked together.
Like, who's really stealing whose idea?
We should have. Yeah, I know, right? We should have worked together at that point.
It was me. I was the problem. We went on a friendcation and had a very big disagreement, and it ended up getting physical. I threw the first slap. I overreacted and did something very shameful and hurtful to a very kind soul. I knew then that what we had been shattered.
Damn, shattered is a deep word. Not broken.
She fucked her nigga on the fucking vacation.
So you think that's what happened?
Absolutely.
They said a disagreement.
She said shameful. I did something very shameful and hurtful to a very kind soul. She fucked her nigga. They probably went on a vacation together, and she smashed
some
the
jacuzzi
dude.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
She gave some of that jacuzzi booty. Jacuzzi coochie.
Got her friend a little too lit. She went to sleep.
She's like, I'm going to bed. You guys have fun. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jacuzzi coochie.
We will.
Jacuzzi.
Ew.
Right.
It sounds itchy.
Right on the jets.
Don't like it. The jets get really hot, too. coochie soup.
Oh, shit.
Together with her man and friends, I helped organize her wedding proposal, but I was shocked to find out I wasn't invited to the wedding.
Damn.
I just saw pictures on Instagram.
Damn.
There's no way.
It's pretty crazy.
You organized the proposal and didn't get an invite to the ceremony?
Helping out with it and not getting the invite is wild business.
Boop, boopy, doop.
That is a low-key form of hating, like controlling where your friends are, you know,
mm-hmm.
based on what they think, you know.
Mm-hmm. During our threesome, her boyfriend nutted in me and not her, so she blocked me.
Her boyfriend?
Her boyfriend.
That's a tight one. That's probably the best one.
Why would he do that? Why would you nut in the other girl?
First of all, he can't help whose coochie was better, okay? Secondly, why is he nutting in either of them? Thirdly,
but if you gonna nut in one of them, it need to be your girl.
But I mean, which one was it when it was that time? You know what I mean? He can't just be like, and then just hold it and transfer it and then nut it.
He could have pulled out for a second. And that what y'all be doing, pull out for a second.
Maybe he didn't want to.
Think about a bologna sandwich or something. Think about some pork and beans.
Sounds like the other snatch had what he wanted. All right, that was a good thread.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
That was a fantastic thread.
Fantastical.
It's October. It's Hollywood. It's Halloween. Mm-hmm. Let's get into some thick ass facts.
Okay.
My fact has to do with haunted houses. Ooh. The truth behind haunted houses. Question mark. So maybe I should have said the truth behind haunted houses. For the audio.
Almost.
Many haunted houses have been investigated and found to contain high levels of carbon monoxide or other poisons which can cause hallucinations.
Oh, they're trying to kill you.
The carbon monoxide theory explains why haunted houses are often older houses, as they are more likely to contain aging and defective appliances that can leak this dangerous gas. Yeah,
black mold all over the place. You see?
So either the ghosts are trying to kill your ass, or there is no ghost. You just got faulty equipment,
right?
A faulty house. Yeah. That's lackluster. Like, if you're really into ghosts, really into the paranormal, and then there's just a scientist that's like, oh yeah, Amityville Horror, there was a gas leak.
Right.
This nigga was like, I hear horses, I'm gonna kill my family. Everything. Nigga, because of the stove? Lackluster.
Do you think it's like the first season of...
Hey y'all, what's up? It's Devin here from Money Honeys. If you're a fan of learning about your business and finances through storytelling and pop culture, then you got to be sure to check out and subscribe to Money Honeys, a show that covers the nitty-gritty of maintaining your personal wealth through fun conversation. And you know what? It's brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.
American Horror Story, where if they die in the house, their souls stay trapped in the house.
Like separately, like then the hallucinations?
If you die in the house, your soul, the ghost, stays in the house.
But what this is saying is
there ain't no ghosts.
Ain't no ghosts. You're just imagining shit like, oh shit, Bugs Bunny is in my kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the jazz.
Mm, the jazz leak. I like that. I like that a lot. So now I won't be scared when I go in these creepy places. I'm just like, oh, it's just...
I mean, you should be scared of gas.
It's just a deadly chemical that might make me see things before I transition into the other world.
Mm-hmm. All right, what y'all got?
We celebrate the real Betty Boop, Esther Jones.
Hell yeah.
A black woman.
Love it.
Esther Jones is the name of the real Betty Boop. The iconic cartoon character Betty Boop was inspired by a black jazz singer in Harlem, introduced by cartoonist Max Fleischer. In 1930, the caricature of the jazz age flapper was the first and most famous sex symbol in animation.
Hell yeah.
Betty Boop is best known for her revealing dress, curvaceous figure, and signature vocals, boop, 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 boop. Ba-doop.
Man, they stole everything.
Oh, right. While there has been controversy over the years, the inspiration has been traced back to Esther Jones, who was known as Baby Esther and performed regularly in the Cotton Club during the 1920s.
That's crazy. Black history.
That is Miss Esther
Jones. The whitewash. It's crazy. I hear that Barbie was like that, the same situation, right?
Barbara?
Yeah, wasn't Barbie like originally a black woman based off of
Was
Barbie?
She?
I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't know. I Maybe just I'm know her name Baby was Boop. Barbara.
Maybe I'm thinking of Betty Boop. Let's see if I can find this out really quickly. Time me.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Here it is. In a way, Build Lily was the original Barbie. Mattel attempted to make the first black Barbie in 1967 with the colored Francie.
What?
However, Francie was just a mere replica of her white counterparts. I don't think that's... I think Barbie was white. Was Barbie originally white?
It's Barbara.
White woman, co-founder of Mattel. Ruth Handler made the first one.
Oh.
Maybe it was about...
But Barbie's name is Barbara, right?
Is that the...
Yeah.
Oh, snap. I remember when they dropped her. First of all, the black thing is not true. My bad. Barbie's full name was kind of crazy. Barbie's full name. Barbara Millicent Roberts.
Yeah.
Barbara Millicent? I feel like I found that out on camera 4 or 5 times.
Yowzers.
All right. Well, I'm happy to get October started. It's time to go get me some spinach and smoke some crack in a corncob pipe.
God damn.
I think that's what Popeye was smoking, crack.
He was smoking crack out that pipe.
He was fucking so he bending probably boats one. And shit.
Mm-hmm. Or meth. He was on meth before it became a fucking thing of the culture.
Hey, it was. I guess it was rampant.
I think it was on bath salts.
He was on bath salts, knitting chains and shit. He was strong as hell. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've been Pat Pie.
And I'm Persephone Boop.
Damn. Bail. What a bail. See you guys. Happy October.
What's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court, from the Holding Court podcast. If you're a fan of authentic interviews with legendary artists and notable people in the culture, subscribe to the Holding Court podcast. See, we a show that cover artist interviews, hip-hop culture, lifestyle, and current topics. We got the D-Boys and the B-Boys. See, ACP is where the streets and black excellence meet, and is brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.